please, Carla.
Item 1042, request of Dion Stromer to address council regarding positive things going on in our city.
Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Dion Stromer, and I'm a small business owner here in the Portland area. A small business named First Call Mortuary Services. I know it's different to have us come. But I employ 35 people here in the city, and I and my employees have daily interactions with the Portland Police Bureau because we have the Multnomah County Medical Examiner's contract for transporting decedents to the medical examiner's office from the scene of an unattended death. These types of death require that an officer come to secure the scene. We have met hundreds of Portland's police officers, if not thousands through the years, from your department. And I want to take this opportunity to thank them by letting their leaders know of the great men and women that serve these families in a difficult time. During the most difficult times these families are having with an unexpected death, these men and women in uniform have shown such compassion, empathy, and professionalism to the families they assist. So my thank you to the Portland Police Bureau. My second point is my business has recently put in the first high-temperature aqua cremation unit this side of the Mississippi. This type of flameless cremation uses one-tenth the energy of traditional flame cremation and leaves a 90% less carbon footprint even in our death, which is, of course, more sustainable. My experience with working with the Bureau of Developmental Services and the Bureau of Environmental Service was way above my expectations. They helped me through that permitting. They wholeheartedly believed in the project and worked with me to bring this important kind of service to the Northwest. This, again, is my way of taking time out of my day to come to your council meeting to thank your bureaus, your departments, and also personally Glenn Luby, Rachel Wall, and Dan Purnell by informing their leaders of the fine men and women that work in those departments. Thank you, BDS and BES, and thank you, council members, for your service.
Mr. Stromer, thank you so much for coming in. I have to say, in the 2 years I've been here, you're probably the third person who has come in to thank our hardworking city employees.
Mayor, since he didn't get a chance to finish his testimony, we should invite him back next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Stromer, for coming in. We sure appreciate that. And we will pass that on to the Police Bureau, BDS, and BES leadership. Next.